97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
On air guitar, it's Mark Cox. Bo Matthews on the air drums. This is Second Amendment Radio in the Great Outdoors. You're such a rocker by heart. You're so serious during the week.
I love it.
You get away from the microphone, dude, and you are. If your hair was down to your butt, I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, boy.
I've always kept the hair high and tight for most of my my career there, Bo. But you're right. I could have done that at some point.
Bo, but he shaved. He shaved his face. He's clean cut again.
Oh, yeah. He looks 12 again.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Big fish.
That was the goal.
Big
yeah,
fish.
Yeah, thanks.
All right. Well, the weather, can we say the weather's breaking? I mean, we had that cold snap in January. At the time of this recording, it is going to be like 65. I don't know what the weekend's going to look like, but we have a lot of people with a motorcycle heart that gets out anytime it's over 40, some below 40. If you are a motorcycle fan, and I've been, my first motorcycle ride was with my dad on the gas tank of his Honda 450 in the Philippines. If you love motorcycles, I was 4 years old at the time, by the way, and I've been addicted ever since. Randy Knowles, Cycle Case Showcase, STL, takes over the Moto Museum February 10th and 11th next weekend. And we've got him on to talk about this event because it is truly artwork when you look at some of the stuff that they're going to be putting on display. You can see them going down the road. That's fine. But when you see the artwork that are these motorcycles, it's unbelievable. Randy, welcome to Second Amendment Radio on the Great Outdoors. How are you, sir?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for having me on.
When was your first motorcycle ride?
I was 7 or 8.
There you go.
My mother's boyfriend had a Triumph.
Oh.
And I remember flying down 4064 here in town with water just streaming out of my eyes. I could barely keep my eyes open, and we were going like a wild banshee, and it was amazing.
And that's how it began.
It definitely left a mark. I'd say it definitely left a mark.
Ain't that the truth? Well, tell me what you got going on next weekend for those, even if it's cold next weekend. Let's talk about what you're going to be showing off at the Cycle Showcase STL.
Sure. This is the 11th year I've done this, and it keeps growing bigger and bigger. I invite 50 bikes from all over the world. This is my first truly international show. I've had Canadian bikes before. This year I got bikes coming from Japan. I've got 50 bikes, rare bikes, historic bikes, vintage bikes, racing bikes, and a lot of custom stuff. And anything that the beauty and the design, that's a criteria. It's got to have some sort of wow factor or cool factor to it. And I include it in the show. I search all year trying to find these bikes. And I invite them in, and word's getting out. And this is truly a remarkable show for people anywhere that builds or restores bikes, anything like that. So
yeah.
I'm blessed.
What are you getting, Mark here, Randy? What are you getting attendance wise? I mean, you're going to a lot of work if you're getting people to crate up their bike and bring it in here from overseas somewhere.
Yeah, I'm getting the last 2 years we've been well over 2,000 people.
Wow,
over the course of a couple of days. I think what people are gravitating towards, however, is how I do it. I've spent my career in the music industry doing live production, sound and lighting. So I tell people, this is not Hooters parking lot. This is something special. This is,
and now, well, that's now, something I like special. Hooters. Come on now.
Yeah, come on.
Trust me, I like Hooters a lot, but this is different. This is like a museum. Each bike sits on a platform. It sits on a riser, and then underneath each bike is a piece of white canvas that I have somebody write on that describes what makes each one unique and what makes it special and why it was included in the show. And that way You know, this isn't just for bikers. I say this is for families. This is for grandma and grandkids. Anybody who just loves the art and the beauty of the motorcycle, the design. It's just a room, a couple of rooms full of all eye candy. And I get that response a lot from people that say, you know, I brought my kids down here and they're play video games and they didn't look at their tablet once. Their eyes were wide open and we really inspired them. So that's the really cool part for me.
Randy Nold, Cycle Showcase STLs next weekend at the Moto Museum, February 10th and 11th. Is this a judged show? Will there be awards handed out, or is this just a show and just come on out, bring the family?
This is just an art gallery. There's no awards. There's no prizes. If you were selected for the show, that's the prize.
Right.
I've been searching all over the country, well, all over the world for bikes all year. And unfortunately, I had to turn a lot of people away. But I try to find the neatest, coolest stuff I can find and invite it all in. And it's just a celebration of the beauty and the art and the design of the motorcycle.
Symbol of freedom. Symbol of freedom.
The Moto Museum is downtown, by the way, 3408 Locust Street. And you mentioned here, Randy, that you were super excited to host this there. Tell people why that is.
Well, I've done it over the years. I've done it in a number of different venues. I've done it at the pageant a few times. I've done it at a couple of empty warehouses. The last 2 years, I've done it at the City Foundry downtown. And I've always had my eye on the Moto Museum because it's such a great backdrop. And they already are celebrating the motorcycle there in that venue. It just wasn't quite big enough. And unfortunately for others, or fortunately for me, during COVID, the businesses adjacent to that shut down. So now since COVID, they've had a chance to expand the museum and get a larger footprint. And now the museum's actually large enough to host the show that I do. When I bring in 50 bikes, the museum is large enough to house that. So, I've had my eye on that building for a long time, and I'm just tickled pink to get in there this year and to be able to do the show in there.
Well, congratulations on getting that venue for it. As wonderful as the internet is, you guys, it's fantastic. But when you see a childhood hero like the Fonz, this is where I don't like the internet. There's a clip of him talking about, I was scared to death to ride on that motorcycle. as long as that show ran, he said he rode that motorcycle, I think he said 20 feet. And he was scared to death. Did you see this video that went out about a week ago?
I saw this clip, and I'm just like you. It broke my heart. I always wanted to think the Fonz rode off into the sunset every night, riding out from Al's Diner, with some girl on the back. And when he said that, and I think he even said that he wrecked the motorcycle after that 20 feet.
I wanted to cry. We still got Evel Knievel, and you look back at old, I just saw Kurt Russell in an old movie about Evel Knievel, and I had the motorcycle toy that you pulled the zip cord and rode the motorcycle.
I had that too.
But you know what, you see footage of what they did back in the day with Evel Knievel, and then you see what like Supercross does nowadays, the triple flips, release the motorcycle complete. It is just amazing where we've come from the Fonz falling off a 20-foot motorcycle ride to, triple flips. And it's just nuts, isn't it?
It's fantastic. I love it. I love it, and I celebrate it. Yes.
Yep, me too. That's cool.
If you're not looking at the past of what we did, what Evel Knievel did, you don't know how far we come and how much we can achieve. So that's been over that part of the show. I've got some absolutely wonderful restored bikes from the early teens. I think the earliest bike I've got in this show this year is a 1912 motorcycle.
That's so cool.
You know, yep. you know, we reminisce and love the history of it too, and see how far we've come and celebrate that.
What are we talking, Randy, value-wise? I'm sure it covers a pretty wide margin. Are we talking hundreds of thousands of dollars in value for some of these bikes? Are they that much?
Well, I know that there's one in the Moto Museum right now that's well over $100,000.
Okay.
There are... I've seen pictures of one of the bikes coming out of New York, and I can't imagine that. I don't know if he would even sell it, but if he would, I can't imagine it would be less than $100,000, based on what I'm seeing, like at Mecham Auctions and some of these other big auction house sites that sell stuff. So, there is a Ducati motorcycle that we're going to unveil at the show, the Italian Ducati, and I know that it is one of 200 made, and to be able to even purchase one of these, you have to have had five or six Ducatis prior. Like, you have to be almost in the Ducati family to own one of these. So that's kind of like the Ferrari or the Lamborghini of the motorcycle world. So I wouldn't even venture to guess what that thing costs. It's got to be well over $100,000.
Man, you remember, it wasn't that long ago that OCC Choppers was a huge deal. And, you know, those guys, the Tuttle family, ran around the country and did, you know, all kinds of things at Sturgis or whatever. Whatever happened to that type of artist that, you know, does these kind of bikes? I mean, I guess you found them, but you remember the heyday of that? Those were $100,000 motorcycles.
Yes, they were. Some of that was a little TV fluff we've come to learn. A lot of it was they were all built for companies, and they were write-offs, I guess. The Tuttles are still out there. They're still making bikes. They're a little more low key now. They don't have the TV show, but what that show did do was it sparked a whole generation of new bike riders and builders and people that were really influenced by that. The Tuttles, the Jesse Jameses, and the Indian Larrys, and all of those TV characters that were on the, they inspired a whole new generation of bike people, and it's been great.
Well, if you're a big fan of that, you're going to want to show up to see this, the Cycle Showcase STL taking over the Moto Museum Friday the 10th and 11th of February, and it's a two-day event, and it's going to be down there. I think it's what, $12.50 to get in for adults? Is that right, Randy?
That is right.
Yeah,
$12.50 for adults. If you're under 15, if you don't have a driver's license, you get in free with an adult. So
nice.
I encourage people to bring their kids. It's a family friendly event. If you come on Saturday, we'll put a wristband on you. You can come back Sunday for free.
Nice. Tickets are sold only at the door, but you can go to cycleshowcasestl.com or follow them on Facebook or Instagram to find out more details. Randy Knowles, honored to have you on here, my friend. Have fun this weekend.
I certainly appreciate it. Thank you so much, guys.
All right, real quick, and at this event all weekend, the Smooches for Pooches doggy kissing booth is back, so you'll be able to pucker up for the pups and help raise money for Dirk's Fund. It's a nonprofit large breed dog rescue facility out in Pacific, Missouri, so that will just be another reason you want to bring the kiddos out to this huge event, the Cycle Showcase STL. All right, we've got more of Second Amendment Radio and the Great Outdoors coming up.
Get more at 971talk.com.